My guest at this time is Gail Trotter. She's a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. She is also a tax attorney and a media analyst, so wearing many hats. She's here in her tax attorney capacity today to explain what she thinks is the key to successful tax reform in the upcoming Trump administration and why she contends some longstanding policy positions of Democrats are the wrong way to go. And Gail, Happy New Year. Thanks for being with us as always.
Happy New Year, Greg. Great to be with you.
Well, you've written on this recently for the Washington Examiner, and you focus largely on corporate tax rates. Trump wants to bring it from roughly 35% down to 15%, and also wants to help bring corporations that have left America because of burdensome tax rates back into the United States. So let's begin with why you think that the corporate tax rate and reducing it by that margin is the most effective way to give the economy kind of a kick in the pants here.
Yes, this is an important point that Donald Trump spoke about extensively during his campaign, and it's something that people on both sides of the aisle can respect. So there will be bipartisan support for Donald Trump's policy of lowering the federal corporate tax rate. Right now, our federal government imposes a 35% corporate tax rate on businesses in America. And when you look at the 35 countries that are the top developed countries around the world that are part of this Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, the United States has the highest corporate tax rate of those 35 countries. So when you look at that, you understand that American companies are put at a competitive disadvantage right out of the gate, because if these other companies have the ability to be at a 15% corporate tax rate, for example, or even lower, then they right there have a competitive advantage economically to American businesses. We've seen that there have been transactions by American businesses called tax inversions, where American companies try to take advantage of the lower tax rates in other countries, and they change the location of for tax purposes of their company to one of these countries that has a lower tax rate. And so Donald Trump wants to, in the first 100 days, take the easy solution to this problem. He proposes lowering the U.S. corporate tax rate from 35% down to 15%. That won't be the lowest corporate tax rate, but because he's going to do many, many other business-friendly policy changes from the White House, corporations are going to have the benefit, and this policy as a, you know, tool of his overall policy to make America competitive again is going to have the advantage that we see is bearing fruits even before Donald Trump takes the oath of office. We saw it this week with Ford saying that they are not going to do a new factory outside of the United States. Instead, they're going to invest that money in the United States. And on top of that, they said that the reason that they were doing it is because they see this as a vote of confidence in the business-friendly environment that Donald Trump has promised to put into place with the help of the Republican-held majorities of the House and the Senate.
We're talking with Gail Trotter, tax attorney, media analyst, and senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. A couple of quick follow-ups on a couple of things you just pointed out there, Gail. First of all, on the companies that have gone through the tax inversion process, in other words, setting up headquarters offshore to avoid the high U.S. corporate tax rates, is it going to be enough to lower it from 35 to 15, or are there other penalties potentially that need to be addressed for companies that have taken that tactic? What is the current law on that?
Well, currently, the Obama administration tried to put in any other type of penalty or stick against American companies from doing these tax inversions. And we saw some of the most famous American businessmen, like Warren Buffett, who is constantly out there saying that the rich are not paying their fair share. When he had the opportunity with his business, when there was a purchase of Burger King, they decided that they were going to take advantage of the tax inversion. And so Warren Buffett is like so many of people in his social set and on his side of the political spectrum who talks one way, and then yet when it comes to act, he takes advantage of all of the tax possibilities that he has at his disposal. So President Obama and the current administration was trying to come up with all these complex rules to punish companies so they wouldn't do tax inversions, and yet President Obama and his administration could have done the easy suggestion that Donald Trump is going to implement to just lower the corporate tax rate. So this is just one example of many where there are laws right now that disadvantage American companies and try to hold them accountable for not putting the investment and the resources into America, where the Obama administration and people who support his policies suggest these really complicated solutions to something that can be made very easy, such as lowering the corporate tax rate.
Gail, let me get your thoughts on some criticism of Trump we're hearing from the right when it comes to his dealing with like the situation at Carrier and other corporations, where he's convinced them to either keep jobs here or perhaps invest and create more jobs here. Well, obviously, people are happy to see more jobs being saved and created in the United States. A lot of conservatives say it's not the job of the president-elect or eventually the president to be negotiating directly with companies like this. And if a Democrat was doing it, whether you look at the auto bailout and other stipulations put in place by the Obama administration, conservatives would be having a fit. What's your reaction to that?
Right. Well, think about the difference between the carrot and the stick. Trump right now seems to be relying on the carrot. He's trying to make the business environment more friendly. And certainly we have seen our government pick winners and losers among American businesses. This is true on the order of large businesses versus small businesses. We're seeing a more death of companies happening than we're seeing startups of businesses in America. And when you think about examples like the GM bailout, where there was $11 billion of taxpayer money that went towards making the GM bailout happen, that is quantitatively and qualitatively different than changing laws to allow entrepreneurs to innovate and for American businesses to thrive and hire more workers and invest in actual physical plants in the United States. So I think that the criticism that he's getting from the right is unjust, and the right should understand that if Donald Trump is going to be able to turn this economy around, which is the only hope that we have of overcoming the $20 trillion of debt that Americans face right now through the federal government's indebtedness, then he's going to have to be allowed some ability to actually encourage U.S. businesses to commit to investing in the United States and workers in the United States. So I think the criticism of him from conservatives is ill-advised.
Gail, you also point out in your piece here that there's a lot of ways that corporations can and special interests can fleece the American taxpayer. There's been some talk in tax reform about getting rid of a lot, if not most, or maybe even close to all of the loopholes. What's the likelihood of that becoming reality?
Right. Well, when you think about the core philosophy of taxation, is the whole point of taxation so that the federal government can fund its core purposes, or is the core function of taxation in order to fund the pet project of unaccountable politicians in Washington, D.C.? And this is something that has become a groundswell through the election of Donald Trump. The American people are sick of this. They understand that there's crony capitalism, that people who hold high political office in the United States are working together against the American people for the benefit of their friends. And Donald Trump is a repudiation of that. His call to drain the swamp is all about that type of political corruption, and people are sick of the government using its power in order to push these pet projects instead of really fulfilling the core competencies of the federal government with the power granted it under the Constitution.
So how much progress do you think is going to be made on that?
I think you are going to see remarkable change in the first 100 days, because if the Republican Congress does not back Donald Trump on his campaign promises, there's going to be a huge outcry, and the congressional phone lines are going to melt down.
Very quickly, as I mentioned at the top, you also talk about why you believe the Democrats and their approach to the tax system have it wrong. You say here you can also expect to hear more of the same redistributionist spread the wealth around arguments about how socking it to the upper brackets will enhance the lot of middle-income earners. You say it's another example of attractive rhetoric making bad policy. Talk about that just a little bit and whether you think there's any appetite for that, given that the Republicans control Congress and the White House soon.
Right. There is not going to be any cessation of them being able to make that criticism. And I think that if we look at what they're actually proposing, even if you confiscated all of the wealth, not just 100% taxation on income, but if you confiscated all of the wealth of the wealthiest people in America, it cannot make a dent in the economic situation that our country is in right now because of this tax and spend Congress that, unfortunately, Republicans frequently go along with. Donald Trump has promised that there's going to be a change, and I think that when you consider that, the left is going to be completely outraged when this change comes apart, but I think you're going to see it where we're going to get to a 3 to 5% growth rate, which we haven't seen to that extent in a long time, and that's going to give evidence that this type of change is good for the American people.
Gail, we'll call time there. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Great to be with you, Greg.
Gail Trotter is a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. She is also a tax attorney and a media analyst. Her piece on Trump and his corporate tax plan appeared in the Washington Examiner. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.